And let's give that great name great praise today. Hallelujah, Lord. We sincerely love and respect and value this name that we've been singing about today. And we thank you that everything, every truth about your name is still true today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you just really engage and praise that name? Or maybe for some of us, it's just to engage a fresh faith in that name, or renew a confidence in that name. Or maybe it's just to thank him for the revelation of that name. Would you do that right now, Lord? We want to engage with your name right now. I want to activate my faith with your name, my thoughts according to your name, O Lord, and its power. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to thank you again for it. I want to thank you for the revelation of who you are. Ah, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I'm glad to be a part of a name-believing people when it comes to the name of Jesus. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him, a reference to Jesus Christ, Paul is writing about. He has highly exalted him and given him a name, which is Jesus, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, because of his exaltation, being above everything else, every knee should bow of the things that are in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And if we do that, that is to the glory of God the Father. I just simply present again today the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. And I sense a thanksgiving from you. I feel it for myself also. I sense a thanksgiving and a respect and a praise for that one who bears the name. So let's not stifle that. And I want to say, not only are we going to do this right now, but any time throughout the rest of this service, I don't care when it is, when you feel a welling up or you start thinking about how great this God is, you go ahead and utter out or show out a praise to the Lord. Let's give him that praise right now, Lord. We are so thankful to know you. I believe every word that Paul put down on that paper. I believe in your exaltation. I believe that every knee of everything must bow to you. And we praise your name, O God. We praise your name today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And as you can sense, we are in the presence of that name, the God of that name. And you may be seated. Names are for the sake of identity. It's true about the name of Jesus. It's true even in natural life. Some years ago, when Elisa was working in some of our hospitals and in labor and delivery, I was doing some study about the name. And so I asked her about how parents named their children, and many of them had a purpose. Sometimes it's just that in this culture, we like the name. And other times we're named after someone. And then sometimes we try to fit the meaning of that name to the one that we are naming. And so there's purpose. In the midst of that, she told me about some different names that she had encountered. When she told me these names, I questioned her. I said, you really mean, yeah, Dad, these are on the birth certificates. So this will make you thankful probably for your name today. One of them was Little Smokey. That's on the birth certificate. Another one was named Prince Ali. They probably were watching something there. Then Captain America. One child was named Secrets. And again, she didn't tell me all of why, or she probably didn't know all of these. One was named Precious. One was named Sparkle. That's probably what parents were thinking at that time. This one is a hard one to pronounce, but here's the translation. Let me tell you, I'm unique. Let me tell you, I'm unique. So then another one on the birth certificate was Absidy, and it was spelled A-B-C-D. Somebody was inspired. I don't know if it was on the way into the hospital, but they saw a no smoking sign and nah smoking. And then there was one named Ladasha, and it may not have made it to the screen, but it was spelled L-A-A, Ladasha. I'm thankful for Stephen. Even when I get called Stephen. The purpose of a name is to identify and is a reference to the one who bears that name. When you say the name of a person, you think of more than the letters of their name, or even more than how it's pronounced. But when you say the name of somebody, one of your brothers and sisters, family members, or other associates that you know, you think about what they are known for. You think about what they do. You think about the characteristics of their life or their traits and their character or their reputation. So in that sense, a name identifies somebody, not only legally, but it identifies what and who they are. In the sense that the Bible and God and Bible authors use the name, including the name of Jesus, it is the very same. When you see a name in the Bible, including Jesus' name, it was about what the person stood for, about the substance of their character, about their authority, or about their capabilities or their power. When we say the name of somebody, or we act in the name of someone, and sometimes we are authorized to sign legal documents or to carry out the business affairs of somebody, we are acting in their authority or because they gave us authority. In other words, we are their representative. We are acting in their name, in their stead, according to their command and consistent with their desires. In other words, what they want to have happened when we use that name. The prayer and the results of that prayer that we pray in Jesus' name should reflect and result in what Jesus Christ stands for. It should be about him and what he can do and what he wants to have happen. When we say in Jesus' name, we are saying, let happen in this life or in this situation or in this need, what would happen if Jesus were working here? When we pray in Jesus' name, we are saying, let happen what would happen if Jesus were standing here in our midst, or his power or his hand was upon this situation. You know, if you are visiting the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., and you would be the guest of a congressperson, that congressperson could guide us through the Capitol building, and we would walk very freely through the Capitol. We would be able to enter many areas that were reserved for only members of Congress. We are welcome, not because of who we are, but because of who we are with. We are welcome not because of anything necessarily that we have accomplished or done, but because we are there in the name of the one who is guiding us, that congressperson. It's the same way with the name of Jesus. We can go places with the name of Jesus that we cannot go in our own power. We can enter into circumstances and situations and have certain abilities and authorities in the name of Jesus that we would not have otherwise. The use of a name is very important, and sometimes it happens and we don't even realize hardly that it happens. But when the police officer approaches a situation or a person, he may say initially, before anything else, stop, or whatever order he is giving, in the name of the law. He doesn't say his own name, but he uses and assumes the authority that he is working under or that he is working for. Stop. He is saying that because he is standing in the place of the law and speaking for the law, that he can enforce that law and he can help you to enforce that law. In the name of the law, stop. In the name of the law, and then he spills out whatever enforcement he is enacting. That made me think that we usually end our prayers in Jesus' name. Maybe it would be all right, and I think it would be, to not only end our prayers in Jesus' name, but do like the officer does, start the enactment or start the enforcement. Say, I'm coming in the name of Jesus. Then state whatever the request is and then wrap it up. And in the name of Jesus. Because when we are praying in his name, we are standing in his stead and using the authority or the law or the power that he has given us. We are a blessed people to have the power of the name of Jesus. So when we say, or when we pray, or when we speak in the name of Jesus, we are identifying with and thinking about and having faith in the God who bears that name. When we pray in Jesus' name, we're talking to God and about God. When we ask in Jesus' name, we are asking God. When we say the name of Jesus has power, we are saying God who bears that name has power. And his presence is in this place right now. So when you believe in, or you teach about, or you pray in, or you preach about, or you worship the name of Jesus, you are talking about the one true and living God. Earlier in my experience with God, I had a miscalculation about what the name of Jesus was and how to use it. I knew it was Jesus, and I knew how to spell it, being brought up in church all of my life. But sometimes there's a tendency to think, I'll just say this little phrase, in the name of Jesus, and it's almost like a little magical phrase, and when I say it, something good will happen. I think it's important for us not just to know the name, how to spell it and how to pronounce it, or know that we can use that phrase in the name of Jesus. But when you use that phrase, put behind it your faith in the one who bears that name. In other words, think more about the one true and living God that bears that name rather than just thinking about J-E-S-U-S, how it's spelled or how it sounds. Because when you ask in Jesus' name, you are calling for the support and the power of the Almighty God. It's not just some little magical formula that we say, in the name of Jesus. But it's because there's a God in heaven who is right here with us and who is omniscient and omnipresent. And he is able to do the impossible through his name. What a great name it is. When you speak or avail the name of Jesus, his presence is present. See, it's more than just a phrase to us. When we say Jesus, we are saying God. We are talking about the one whose presence is in this place. When you speak the name of Jesus, however you're doing, if you're just speaking it, or if you are praying in that name, he will become manifest. He will become apparent and discernible in that situation. His presence attends his name. You may be somewhere all alone and you may be there and be in trouble. But when you say the name of Jesus, God shows up. He shows up to do whatever the need is that you have expressed. Now, yes, he's omnipresent. He is everywhere present. But there come times when we depend upon more than just the knowledge of, yes, he's everywhere. But we come to a place of need that said, I really need him right here and now, and here's what I need for him to do. I encourage you today, when you pray the name of Jesus or speak the name of Jesus, he will become discernible in that situation. No matter where it is, no matter when it is, this blessing of the name of the Lord brings his presence. We believe that God is actually present when we say the name of Jesus. Again, and I'm repeating this, but there must be a reason for it. It is not some magical phrase. It's not some little prayer catchphrase, and we can use it in prayer, and it is a phrase. But he wants us to understand the value of in the name of Jesus. Jesus is actually present and begins to move and work when we call on his name. And he's going to do what is necessary at that moment. I promise you, if you call the name of Jesus right now in whatever situation you are in, or in any day's future hours, the presence of the Lord will be there. God will be there, and he will be at attention to do whatever we are asking him to do. There is the presence of his name. In recent weeks, and we have always been blessed here at APC with the wonderful touch of God. But I will have to admit to you, and I've relayed this to some of my friends and to others, I have felt such a powerful and definite. I felt it last weekend again. I felt it the weekend before that. I remember the service on Sunday morning, December 17th, where there was such a discernible presence of the Lord, God blessing us. In fact, I questioned myself. I was trying to figure it out. What is this? On that December 17th morning, that morning I thought, what am I, just all emotional because Christmas is only a week away? I was trying to put a filter. What is it? What is it? And then it was in that service that a mighty presence of God moved in. And also in that service, one of our men saw angels lined up all against that back wall over there. And he said, they're right there and there are more coming. When the person told me that after the service, I knew immediately what that was that I was feeling throughout that service. There is a discernible presence of God. When you speak his name, when you believe his name, the reason for such powerful services and the powerful presence of God in those services and many others that we have been in, and I will quickly add that we will be in, because as a church, APC has long honored, long praised, long sung about, long believed, long preached in that name that is above every name. We're not going to trade that out. We are still a people of the name. And I know today, I know I'm preaching to the choir in many instances. There's no telling how many sermons you have heard about the name of Jesus. How many lessons and how many verses that you have read. But there will always be a unique difference if somebody will lift a praise or lift a song or lift a message about the name of Jesus, because it's the name of our God and his presence comes to dwell. So as a church, we're going to continue to do that. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you. It's a privilege to pastor this church. We say it tritely sometimes. We're a Jesus name church, but we don't mean it tritely. I'm so thankful today. I'm more thankful than I've ever been that this church is a Jesus name church. A church that lifts up that God who bears that name. And there's a second reason for the powerful presence of God. Not only because as a church corporately, we've long honored that name, but because you have been praying for our services using his name. In the days before, or maybe in the weeks before, maybe in the 30 minutes of pre-service prayer time that we have, I'm going to tell you, no prayer in the name of Jesus goes unnoticed. And that prayer is unmatched when we pray the name of Jesus. And so as pastor today, I'm appealing to you. Keep praying for our services and use the name of Jesus. You see, if anybody knew how to have church, it ought to be an 80 plus years church. And some of us have been around some of that time, a little bit of that time. So if anybody could do it on their own, but I don't want us to do it on our own. I don't want to just feel like we know how to put the songs together or the service agenda together. We do print out a service agenda to help us and to help give us some order and some direction. You probably wouldn't want to have a service if we all came in here and just did our own thing. But I'll tell you one thing that all of us believe that anything that's written on an agenda is subject to the God who is in this place. And when he directs otherwise, 10 a.m. Bible class opening, worship song, he is here, come and worship. Prayer request, Bible class offering, we sing worthy, Bible class lesson, welcome into the next service. We've come into this house, prayer request, offering, announcements. What a beautiful name it is, the Word of the Lord. That's what's on the paper. And most of that has happened today. But what you can't put on this paper is the power and the presence of God. Whew. And as people have prayed, you have prayed, leaders have prayed, participants have prayed. I would just be honest with you, this is one of the reasons I feel like God has laid on my heart to put such an emphasis on prayer. We need it in our daily lives, yes, and we need it many other ways. I won't go through all of that right now. But we need it in our services because when we pray in the name of Jesus, his presence is manifested and is apparent. Here's what Jesus promised. Where two or three are gathered together in my name. Where two or three are gathered together in my name. Where two or three are gathered together in my name. There am I. In other words, there I will be in the midst of them. My presence will be there when they gather together in my name. What does gathering in his name? It means more than coming into a building that has a sign on it or pamphlets that call out the name of Jesus or display the name of Jesus. But it means praying before the service in Jesus' name. That's what it is. We're putting a focus upon God. We're saying we want you to be the purpose and the focus. We're gathering here because of you and to serve you. That's what gathering in the name of Jesus. He said, when you gather in my name, with you, when you gather with the purpose of exalting me and believing in me and praying to me and worshiping me, gathering in his name means doing what we've done this morning, singing songs that worship him. Your personal praise that has worshiped the name of Jesus. This message is about gathering together in the name of Jesus, praising him and talking about the power and authority of his name. That's what it means to gather in the name of Jesus. And this name of Jesus is worthy of praise and worship. Not because it's that magical formula, but because of the power and the greatness of the one who bears that name. When we say praise the name of Jesus, that doesn't compute to, well, just praise the name of Jesus or just love the name of Jesus. It can compute to all of that. But really, it's saying, think about God and give praise to the power of the God who bears that name. Give praise and greatness. So we're not praising a phrase, and we're not even just praising letters, J-E-S-U-S. We are praising. We respect that name when it is spoken, and we respect it when it is written. But really, we are focusing on the one who bears that name. That's the one we're really praising. That's the one we're really exalting. We're not praising a what. A name is a what. We are praising a who. We are praising God, the one who bears that name, praising and lifting him up. The psalmist said in the book of Psalm chapter 8, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent or how exalted is your name in all the earth. And then he repeats it in verse 9, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent or exalted is thy name in all the earth. The Lord's name is exalted because of the great traits and the great characteristics and the great power that he displays. But it's also exalted when you and I, as his people, lift it up and say, God, I love you. I believe in you. You're the God of the impossible. Psalm 148, let them praise what? The name of the Lord. Why do you praise the name of the Lord? For his name alone. His name alone. There is no other name like the name of our God. There is no other name like this name, Jesus. You can't have a move of his presence praying in any other name. But when you pray in that name of Jesus, for his name alone is excellent. It is exalted. It is set on high. It is lofty. And his glory is above the heavens. Paul informed the church about the Lord Jesus and his name in Ephesians chapter 1. And in verse 21, he said that name is far above. In other words, it's greatly higher. He didn't say that name is just above, but that name is far above, greatly higher than all principality, power, might, and dominion. And it's above every name that is named. Don't you hesitate to use the name of Jesus. I know it's an old message and it's an old method, but do not hesitate, because that name today is the same as it has always been. There is power, there is greatness, there is healing, there is strength, there is remission in that name. He said it's far above every name that is named. Watch this. Not only in this world. There's not going to be any higher name in the world we're going to. In the eternity that we are going to. There is no other name. This name of Jesus that's been sat in our laps and put in our hands. We have a name that is exalted. I'm glad he allows us to handle the name. You know what? He brought it down to us. I couldn't reach up and get it because it's far above every other name. But he said, here, I want to give it to you. I want to put it on your life when you go down in that water in my name. I want to put it in your life when you call that name and praise that name. The name of the Lord comes within grasp of us. It's far above every name. And then the text we read, God highly exalts him, gives him a name above every name. That at that name, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That word means above all. That word means first. That word means in control. In other words, we ought to use the name of Jesus because it is the first in authority. You couldn't ask in any greater name. No matter how pretty our prayer might be, if you'll put the name of Jesus at the front of it or at the back of it or in both places or in the middle of it, when you use the name of Jesus, you're using the name of the one who is Lord over all. He's the one that has the whole power in his hand. He's the one that is in control of the situation. Many times we come to situations and we say, oh, what am I going to do? And when we come to those kind of situations, we call for human help, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing at all wrong with that. Hey, can you help me? And there's many times people can help us. I left my shirt and tie at home today. So I had to call back home. Beck, help me. We call on other individuals to help us. And rightfully so. There are some of those kind of situations. But you can pray in no greater name than the name of Jesus when you need help any kind of help, help that man can't give you, help that is beyond your power and your control. At the name of Jesus, every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. The writer of Hebrews said, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. One translation says, literally, pouring out sacrificial praises from our lips to his name. Give the Lord that praise. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, the fruit of our lips. That's saying several things. One is praise even when it's a sacrifice. Hallelujah. Praising God will not always be convenient. But he said, offer the sacrifice of praise. Some of you are doing that this very morning. You don't feel like it, and the circumstances that bookend your life, what you've just been through and what you're looking at to have to go through, it does not equal and compute to praise and worship. But this praise of his name is about this God who is great and who never changes, and his circumstances never change, and he's concerned about our circumstances. And so offer the sacrifice of praise. When you don't feel like it, go ahead and give him a praise. I'm not going to label what God, I'll just name some, but I'm not going to tell you what kind of praise to give him. But if you don't feel like it today, give him a shout of praise. If you don't feel like it today, whisper a praise to the name of Jesus. Because when you say, I praise the name of Jesus, you are saying, I praise the God who is the God of glory, the God who loves me and the God I love. When you don't feel like it, go ahead and lift a hand. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, it's Bible. He said, offer the sacrifice of praise. And sometimes we go by feelings of what has gone on in our week or in our life. But if we can move by faith toward that God who is all sufficient and who is everything, and he is the provider. Somebody that needs a provision today, he is your God. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Jesus Christ. And if you will praise him. That's right. That's right. That's right. I'm going to tell you, God's formula works. This isn't positive mental thinking. This is positive Bible thinking. You praise his name anyhow. Yes, yes, yes. Praise him after he has provided. Probably just about in every prayer time that I do, I try to stop and think about and be thankful for the blessings that God has put in many of your lives that you have relayed to me. And when I'm thanking him for his blessings, I'll mention your name and that circumstance, and I'll thank God. And I know maybe God's gotten tired of it, because some of them I just repeat over and over and over again just to give God thanks for what he has done. But when we do that, and when we praise and lift up his name, I'm going to tell you, he hears that prayer. And he responds to that faith that you have. And we are praising and glorifying the God. So go ahead, whether you feel like it or not. And I just tell you, I don't ever want to be a coercing pastor. I'm just preaching the word today. I'm just telling you, it works to go ahead and give God praise no matter where we are, no matter what we're going through, no matter how bad the circumstance is. And what the writer of Hebrews was doing in that verse, what he was doing is he was likening praise to the Old Testament sacrifices under the law. And he said, like we offered the sacrifices of praise in the Old Testament, and this is written to Jews, it's written to Hebrews, he said, the same way you offer praise unto God, pour it out before the Lord. You know what they had to do? They had to praise. It was a command. and it was given by God. They were expected and they were required to praise God. He was saying, look at it like the Jews look at offering that cornmeal or lighting that lamp in the morning and in the evening and offering those daily bullocks or those daily rams or those daily lambs. Just look at praise like that. I'm supposing there was a whole lot of days, and we're blessed to be able to offer the sacrifice, the kind of sacrifice of praise we have. If all of us had to come dragging a lamb in here today, driving on ice without an animal in the car is enough. But if you'd had to come with a squalling lamb, and every day they brought that sacrifice to the Lord. Don't you think there were some days they had the flu? Don't you think some days they had a cold? Don't you think some days they had a headache? Don't you think some days mom and dad had gotten into it a little bit? Don't you think some days the kids had not been angels? I just think life happened like it happens now. But every day they knew there's supposed to be a sacrifice offered to the Lord. And so it doesn't matter how life is going. I'm going to go ahead and in this bedroom or in this living room or in this kitchen, standing at the sink or driving down the highway on my way to work, I'm going to give God praise today because I'm going to offer continually. He said continually. He said continually offer that sacrifice of praise. It's expected. It's required. God wants it no matter how it is in our life. Give God that praise. Psalm 113 and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be, here it is again, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Maybe that means from east where it comes up to the west where it goes down. Let everywhere and every space in between give praise to the Lord. Maybe it's telling us when to praise God. Praise Him all day long, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. But I tell you what else it tells us about that sunrise and that sunset. That happens every day, whether you can see it or not. The sun came up today. Sun came up yesterday. Sun went down last night. Came up this morning. It'll go down tonight. We may not see it one time, but that sun is very faithful. And this sun that we praise, S-O-N, is very faithful. And he said, from the like the sun rises regularly and like it sets regularly, that ought to be like our praise. It ought to be a regular thing. There's no wonder, am I going to praise God today? I'm going to praise God. I'm going to praise that God who bears the name of Jesus. I'm praising the name of the Lord. I encourage you, if you don't already do it, and many of you do, but make sure every day there's a thanksgiving and there's a praise to the Lord God Almighty, consistent and regularly. And thank God for the power of that name. The psalmist connected the name and the miraculous power. And you've seen it evident when you've prayed in the name of Jesus. But here's what the psalmist said in the 75th division. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. In other words, there are wondrous works happening. He and his name must be somewhere around. When we start seeing these wonderful works and these wonderful miracles, we need to start knowing God's in the midst. God is there. Those glorious and those wondrous works are declaring. Somebody's been calling on that name. When you get an answer to prayer in your life, you will know if you've been praying, but maybe sometimes answers come and it's unexpected. Here's what I believe. Somebody else was praying in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Unexpectedly, a blessing comes. Somebody has been calling upon that your name is there near, thy wondrous works declare. Jesus associated miracles, signs, and wonders. In Mark 16, he said, in my name, This is the power of the name. In my name, they cast out devils. That's still possible. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And they went forth preaching everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. It all started with in my name. Jeremiah wrote about his name. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great. And watch this. And thy name is great in might. Thy name is great. That word means force. That word means power. That word means strength. That's like bringing a big old sledgehammer down on a situation and crushing that rock into pieces. Thy name is great and powerful. And in that day, Isaiah wrote, shall you say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings. There is power in the name of Jesus to do. The doings of greatness, the doings of the miraculous, the doings of the supernatural. After a recent heart condition, Brother Mike Bartell actually had a heart attack. Now, and he testified this to me a few weeks ago, he said, Pastor, my heart is so much better. The reports and the diagnosis, he said, I'm touched and I'm healed. There are no further problems because he prayed and others prayed and believed, and he is so thankful for the healing touch of the Lord God Almighty. Sister Stoffel sent me an email a few weeks ago. She and Brother Stoffel both had needs, both health and financial, and God intervened in both of those, some of those very, very unique and unusual, that it only would be the hand and the working of God. And you've got them. You've got testimonies. Dan Wolf called a couple of weeks ago now, I believe it was on a Wednesday. Dan has had severe cancer, and some of the last times that I'd seen him before that report, when he'd come in the building, when I would greet him, when he sat back there, he was breathing very heavy. It was like he could hardly make it in from the parking lot into the building and into the pew at the back of the service. And I was very concerned about him, and others, people, brethren in the church were calling and checking on him. But he called a few weeks ago, and he gave a good report. I think first he talked to Christy, and then he called back. He said, Pastor, I'm feeling stronger. I'm feeling better. He said, I went to the hospital, and they're using some stem cells out of his own body to help with a treatment. He said they needed to gather 5,000 stem cells for this treatment to be effective. He said, when I went in today, they were able to gather 19,000 stem cells. They couldn't believe the amount of stem cells that they were gathering. You know what that was? Power of the name of Jesus. He's a helper. If you need help today, we're going to pray in the name of Jesus, and God is going to give you that help. If you need healing today, we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. If you have never been baptized and you want your sins remitted, we will baptize you in the name of Jesus, because the greatest miracle of all is to have what's on the inside of us washed and cleansed and made whole. Just this week, Brother Kessler called me on a Thursday afternoon. I was living up to my name. I saw his name come up on the caller ID on my phone. I can show you right where I was. This is going to be one of those right where I was moments. Oh, and I said, oh. I thought, no. Cancer. Kidney. Dialysis prospects. He said, Pastor, I've just called to tell you. Got the report from the doctor. I am cancer free. Woo! Thank you for that clap, but I want to go back to last week. Give it all you got. Would you put a voice and put a hand clap to the great God? We're doing this to God. You're not doing this for me. You're not even doing it for Brother Kessler. This is to glorify you, God. This is to say your name is great because you are great. We praise you. We thank you. Woo. You know what, folks? You know what? We pray for requests over and over, and I'm glad we do, and we're going to keep doing it. Now, it's not lack of faith. It is faith to keep praying, even when you don't see. So I want to adopt the policy that when we get an answer, we ought to tell it over again. We ought to tell it over again. Sister Ruth Chambers, one of our old-timers, used to sing it, tell it over again. It's never been told. Somebody else is going to be refreshed by a repeated testimony. They may or may not have heard it before. And even if they did, they may be going through something that matches that very situation. If you'll give praise to God, would you stand with me right now? Woo! This is the name of Jesus. This is the name of Jesus. I wish I had one of those banners, Brother Rick, you just keep back there in the PA box back there. Little old blue banner that had the name of Jesus on it. Anybody remember that? I see some of you shaking your heads. Oh, Rick, you get a hold of that and start walking the aisles. I think there was a message preached about the name of Jesus. He'd start walking those aisles. I love to hear Tim Brady talk about being awakened in the middle of the night with severe pain in his back. And he got part of his garage fixed up where he goes out there. I don't know if Sandy sends him out there or not, but he goes out. No, that's his little place. He goes out there and he's got this chart. It's got all the titles of the Lord on it, but it has one name on it. He said, Pastor, I went in that room, my little place back there, man cave. I said, I was in such pain. I just walked there, and I think it was in the middle of the night. He said, I just laid my hands on that chart as I was trying to express my faith in the name of Jesus. And he said, I felt the power of Jesus Christ touch my body and relieve that pain immediately. There is something about this name of Jesus. Just this week, Brother Kevin Cox, Superintendent of Louisiana, and Brother James Carney, Bishop in Woodlawn, Mississippi, gave this testimony. Brother James Carney is an elder. He and his wife have served greatly, and so I don't know exactly what their age is, probably in the 70s somewhere, but it was Sister Carney's grandfather. This is how long ago it was, Sister Carney's grandfather. He was a precious elder and apostolic preacher, served on the District Board of Louisiana back in those days, and powerful, powerful man of the Lord. But disease came upon him, Alzheimer's, dementia, and of course, it caused him to completely close down and shut down, as so often that disease can do. They were able to take the elder to church, but even there, there was hardly any response, any fellowship with people. They would have to explain to people why that he was not greeting them. And of course, he had been in this disease now, at the point of the story that I'm telling you, some 8 or 9 years. He'd been a great man of faith. During one of their services, the presence of God was moving. There was a little girl brought up who was in a coma, a diabetic coma. They brought that little girl for prayer. Sister Carney was on the organ at that particular service. She said, I felt an impression from the Lord. Go get Papa. Have him come up and pray. And of course, like we would do, knowing his mental and physical condition, she said, I pushed it back. No, that can't be it. She said that impression kept coming. The little girl had been in the coma for some time. Finally, Sister Carney said, I finally obeyed that urging and I made my way back to where Papa was. I said, Papa, would you come up there and pray for that little girl? He just very succinctly, abruptly said, no. She said, but Papa, I feel like the Lord impressed me. If you would pray for that baby in the name name of Jesus, that that little child would be healed. There was a change in the elder, unexpectedly, in something that hadn't been done in years. He rose up from that pew, came down to where the group was praying. Brother Carney said, as soon as that elder laid his hand on that little child's brow, she immediately came out of that coma as he prayed in the name of Jesus. And healing came to that little girl. She was made well by the power of the name of Jesus. There are several things that that could tell you. It tells you about the power of the Lord. But it also tells you it doesn't matter what condition you are in. It doesn't matter how hopeless and hapless you feel. We all have a presence of mind that that precious elder did not have. We have that advantage. So I believe today, if you will use the name of Jesus, the name of that God on your situation, and you let God take care of the timing, okay? It may not happen when we want it to, but it's going to happen according to the will of God and the word of God. There is nothing too hard for him. I want to be sure and invite. Jesus said, the Comforter comes in his name. If anybody needs to receive the Holy Ghost today, speaking with other tongues, you come on down here and you begin to pray and believe in this God who sends the Spirit, and you can pray in his name. If you need to be baptized today, I encourage you, come for water baptism in the name of Jesus, because that's the name of the one who died for our sins. Or if you have any other kind of a need today, any other kind of a need, just go ahead and bring that need down here. The person may not be here that you're praying for, but you come on down here. I open this altar right now. Maybe you want a fresh revelation of the name of Jesus, or a fresh appreciation, or a fresh understanding about that name, or you want to be encouraged to use and plug into that. Come on right now. Come on. Hallelujah. In the name of the God. In the name of Jesus, the God. Hallelujah. He has all power. He has all power. Hallelujah. Don't hesitate to bring your need or your request. Don't hesitate today. The name, his presence is here. The presence of his name and the power of his name is here. And the God of that name is here. That's right. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes. Yes. You can agree together. You can agree together. Go ahead. Yes. If you feel led to pray with somebody or for somebody, go ahead and do that in the name of the Lord. There's nothing too hard. Oh, yes. Some of us need to rehearse and thank the Lord for his blessings to us. We need to just give him thanks another time. Yes, yes, yes.
Jesus. Yes. Jesus. I love that precious
call it out, call
name
it out.
Jesus.